Thank you so much for joining us today. Welcome to our Wild Woodcroft podcast series. My name is Bailey, and something you may not know about me is I have magnificent handwriting. This podcast is the second in our series. You can access our podcast via our website or school bag app. Today we'd like to introduce Miss Bistow. Something you may not know about her is that she also has magnificent handwriting. Hello, Miss Bistow.
Hello, Bailey. Nice to see you again.
Today we'd like to ask you some questions for our podcast. What is your most interesting learning tool, tip or fact?
I think it would probably be if you're finding someone tricky, because I found in the past if I've got a student that I find tricky, the best thing to do is spend more time with them. The more time you spend with them, the less tricky you find them.
Oh, is that why my teacher is spending so much time with me?
Haha, could be. Or maybe she just likes you.
What teaching practices have made the biggest difference in your career?
Lots have, but I think the number one game changer has been the page about method in reading. What the page about method is, it's when a child is reading with an adult. The adult reads one page and they read it in their best adult professional reading voice, and then the child then reads that page straight after them, and then the child then goes on and reads a page by themselves. It is really good in getting both people involved in reading, because as we know, reading to an adult every day is super important, and it also means that kids improve their fluency and their expression in reading. So, yep, that would be my biggest tip.
That sounds really effective. I love reading with my mum.
Excellent.
If you weren't a teacher, what would you be?
Ooh, tricky one, because I do love being a teacher, but I do also love being a barista. I have trained as a personal trainer, and I'm also very involved in taekwondo, so probably I would be a barista / personal trainer / taekwondo instructor, because I would probably need to do all three of those to make an income, because none of them are paid very much.
I think if anyone could hold down three jobs, it would be you.
Ha, probably.
Thank you so much, Miss Bistow. We really appreciate you talking to us today. We will provide a supporting share sheet via our website and school bag app with this information. Now, are you ready for the lightning round?
Oh, bring it on.
What word from our vision statement matches your strength and values the most?
I think it would be well-being. Well-being is super important.
What plays the way poster do you find the most effective?
The blue one. I often say to people, if you don't know why you're doing it, stop doing it. It's probably weird and probably wrong.
What gratitude would you share with the community?
I am very grateful to be a teacher every day. I am very lucky to come and do a job that I love.
Do you have a recommended book, podcast or TED Talk?
I've got two. Whiffy Wilson, The Wolf Who Wouldn't Wash, and Whiffy Wilson, The Wolf Who Wouldn't Go to School. If you haven't read either of those two books, you just need to. They are great, whatever age you are.
Thank you again for joining us on our Wild Woodcroft podcast series. This is number 2 in the 2021 series. We hope you enjoyed it. Thank you, Miss Bistow.
Thank you, Bailey.